So how is this possible to produce a non-material medical substance? And that would have the capacity to address all those very individualistic symptoms? Okay, let me start on what we all know. That there are plants, certain plants, that have used for healing purposes in disease states for thousands of years. The term signature of a plant defines its character, shape, features that will lead to its healing attributes. If a plant would have a yellowish-looking juice, this plant would be used for gallbladder problems, like the plant Chelidonium. Everyone who has trouble falling asleep has probably experienced the calming and soothing features of chamomile tea. But Hahnemann took it a step further. Knowing that many plants heal but also embody properties of poison, he developed a system to raise the healing properties of a certain substance and eliminate the poisoning properties. In homeopathy, it is called potentiation. Starting out with a crude form, the substance will be diluted and succussed, which means forceful shaking and tapping, again diluted and succussing. With every step, the medical power will be enhanced and the toxic properties are diminished. The succussion, the shaking in a certain way of a substance, is called potentiation. Hahnemann wrote down exactly how it needs to be done. For now, and you, it is not so important to know exactly how it is done. You can always look it up online. Important is to know that if you have a remedy that, let's say, Allium Saper 24C, there is no material, original substance of the crude form in that remedy anymore. It has been diluted and succussed so often that if we would be able to highlight the molecules from the original substance, we would not find even one of the original molecules in that Allium Saper 24C.